Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Welcome to Ash Wednesday. I'm going to begin by reading Psalm 90. That might sound depressing, but it's a powerful psalm. If you have your scripture with you, and you're in a place where you can read it with me. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, but by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? I'll bet you, all of us, have had some of those thoughts along the line. And the last four lines of this psalm are these. Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. And that's what we want to cry out to the Lord on this Ash Wednesday. Lord, have mercy on me. I have sinned against you. If the sins have been forgiven, then just say, thank you for the forgiveness that you have given me. God doesn't want to bring up old sins in front of us. The only sins he wants to bring up are sins we haven't repented for. Open your heart to him, because sin darkens the intellect and weakens the will. It makes you see not clearly. It makes you, causes you to make decisions that don't lead you really in the way of true happiness. Sin darkens the intellect. You can't think clearly, and it weakens the will to do good. It weakens it. I would recommend, if you can, to go to confession very early in Lent, perhaps again before Easter, but clean the slate, clear out the debris. Sometimes, you know, we sweep it away in a corner and close the door on it, and we think nobody sees it, but God sees it all. God wants you free. Really, he wants you free. Know that he loves you. He wants to take the darkness of this burden from you. But for that to happen, you have to be willing to go and say, I'm sorry. We take a look now at the first reading from Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. In other words, don't just do some kind of external show. Rend your heart. Let your heart be broken open that God may enter in. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, which he will do. Oblations and offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people. Make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Let us go to God. Let us cry out to him full-throated and unsparingly of the help that we need and the forgiveness that we need and the wisdom that we need. Lay bare your soul before God. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Psalm 51, as I just said the other day, is one of my most favorites. I pray it a lot. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense thoroughly. Wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense. My sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned, done what is evil in your sight. A clean heart create for me, O God, a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. I would suggest that you make Psalm 51 a psalm you pray every day during Lent. And then take a look at it. Are I acknowledging my offenses? Have I acknowledged? Have I opened my heart to have a clean heart and a steadfast spirit? Do I know the joy of my salvation? Do I have a willing spirit within me to do what God wants? That's the fruit. You keep praying and the fruit will come. You keep meaning it and the grace will come. St. Paul to the Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Chapter 6, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin. God, who was sinless in Christ, took on our sin. What a horror for him. But he did it out of love for us. He took all our sin on himself and died for you, that you might be free. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let this Lent be a time for you to repent of your sins. Let this Lent be a time to receive the gracious forgiveness of God, the mercy of God, new life in God. It's never too late. It's never too late, and the sin is never too great. It's never too late. No sin is too great. Come to him. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and then 16 to 18, Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. We might do all good kinds of things, and yet God would tell us you have your reward because you got you made sure that other people saw what you were doing, and you delighted in their congratulations and in their gratitude and whatever it warrants. You do it quietly. If somebody notices and thanks you for it, say, blessed be God for giving me the grace to do it. Turn it back to God. Don't say, oh, I did nothing, it's all God. But God gave me the grace to do it, and I'm so glad. Simple. Keep it simple. Do not perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. Why? Because you got it on earth. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Oh, the trumpet blows. Oh, who gave that donation? Oh, it's so-and-so. Look how much they gave. Wow. That's not what you want. You want God's, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's what you want to hear. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Oh, how holy they are, how pious they are. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. You don't need anything more. When you pray, Go to your inner room, close the door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Doesn't mean that you literally always have to do that. There are times of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There are times of public prayer. The point is, don't draw attention to yourself. Don't hope or try to make sure that so-and-so sees you praying or sees you doing this good deed so that somebody will be able to pass it on and everybody will think you're wonderful. Just don't. Stop. Do it for the glory of God. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. Your Father will repay you. Brothers and sisters, let this Lent be a time when you do things as purely as you can for God's honor and glory out of love for Him. Sometimes you have to say it out loud to yourself. Why am I doing this? I'm doing it for God's glory. If somebody compliments you, say thank you. Don't say, don't say anything to me. Say thank you. Accept it. But give it to God immediately. This thank you belongs to you because you're the one giving me the strength or the wisdom or the power to do this. All glory be to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Get into the habit of that. Thank people if they compliment you and it's a compliment deserved. Thank people. Thank you very much. But as I've often said to you on this program, go as quickly as you can and give it to God because it belongs to Him. He's the origin of your kindness, your generosity, your mercy, your wisdom, your compassion. He's the author of it. Always take it back to the source. Brothers and sisters, as this Lent begins, I hope you've gotten a copy of my new CD, which is about a 45, maybe 50, 55-minute talk on Lent, on attitudes and spirit. And I really encourage you, if you can, to purchase it, which you certainly can do. The information's at the end of the program. But I really urge you to take it and listen to it and re-listen to it and re-listen to the parts that are particularly important for you. Walk through this Lent with Scripture. If the guidance I've given is helpful to you, then use that as well. But let Scripture be the first place in your heart. And first of all, in this week of the beginning of Advent, on this Ash Wednesday, examine your conscience. Write down where your pitfalls are, something private for just you. Write down what your pitfalls are, and then start with one. Don't take on all your sin. Start with one area and give it to God every day. And ask Him to help you to change. He will. And the light will shine more brightly in you. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.